the password. You have a computer, but to connect to the unlimited knowledge and power, you need the password. Without the password, you have no power, no connection to the infinite information and knowledge that is available. You try many combinations to connect, but they just don't work. Nothing you try can connect you to what you need. You need that information on the internet to have the key to power. Then one day a friend says to you, "Do you want to know the password?" And you say, "Yeah, I really need it. I can't connect to the internet. Do you know the password?" "Yes, but you have to type the password every time you want to connect. There is no other password. I've tried all others, but they just don't work, and it has to be applied every time you connect." "Sure, that's okay. Please tell me. I need it now." "You might not like the password. The problem is that every time you type the password, part of your own heart is taken from you. You lose part of yourself." "What? What kind of password is that? That's kind of stupid, isn't it?" "This computer and internet has only one password to enter in. And when you enter in, you can get everything you need. But when you type the password, a piece of your own self is erased. And it might hurt a little at first." "I don't understand. That is strange. Why would anyone do that?" "Because what you get is much greater than what you lose. But then you get used to it and forget about the hurt, the pain of giving up something. Because soon you will be connected to unlimited power." "Okay, well, that sounds good enough for me. I don't care what it costs. I need that connection, and I need it now." "Okay. The password is Jesus Christ." "What? Oh, I see. But I'm not religious, and I don't believe in God." "It's okay. You don't have to be religious. Just type in the password, and the name will give you power, and you will be connected to the unlimited info and power of MegaBrain. This is not some scam or stupid trick to push your religion on me, is it? Listen, I was just like you. I needed the info and power. So I decided to try this password and it worked. Just try it. Use it. And you'll soon know if it's true or not. And you will be connected." "Okay, okay, I'll try it. JESUSCHRIST. Boom! Wow! It works! It's amazing! It's just what I was looking for. This internet is not just information, but as I connect, a power flows into my mind, my heart, and my being. It gives me peace. You were right. It's good. I told you that password works. But why did I not know this before? Why did no one tell me about the password? I waited so many years to find it." "It's because not many people are willing to tell others. And to open up that power, it costs something, right? Most people are not willing to give up part of their own self to connect. But this is so good. We have to tell everyone the password. Why are there so many churches and Christians, but they don't tell everyone how to connect? And they don't seem to have the same power as this connection has. Some do have the power and do tell others. But there are many that say they have the password, but they lost the connection and have no power. They don't type in the name, or they don't type it with their heart. It has become a business for them, not a life. I get it. The password doesn't work unless it's used from the heart. Yes, to connect to this power, you have to sincerely want the password and love the password. It becomes the source of everything you need, so you love the password or the passport. Some want to use the power of this super internet for themselves selfishly, so it just doesn't connect. They type in the password with the wrong motives or no feeling. So all the power is connected, protected from the people that don't have the right intention or motive. Yes, because connecting to this internet costs you something, and some people don't want to give up stuff in their lives. But as we do, that power comes rushing into our lives, and we get a surge of power, vision, love, joy, and peace of mind. Thank you for telling me about the password. I'm going to tell everyone I can about it. It's really good stuff. Jesus is the password of eternal life and power, so that you can connect to the unlimited resources of the heavenly realm. God's unlimited internet is the source of all life and power. Type in that name and connect.